Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Woo-hoo! It is officially the start of the holiday season, and you know that gives me so much joy. I love the holidays. I even love the holidays when my little girl, Leah, is in, where is she now? Vietnam. She's having the time of her life. My Lord, what beautiful, beautiful pictures. What a stunningly beautiful place that is. And then she goes on to Thailand, she's decided now, and then on to Bali. So she's on quite an adventure. And I have some good friends who are coming over to fill in and bake cookies with me. And, you know, it'll be different, but it'll still be family. So I've got some interesting stuff to share with you today. The last couple of weeks, I've been really tired. And I don't get tired, guys. I'm like the little Energizer bunny. But I was tired. I mean, at one point I thought on my way home from an audition, I got to pull over here and catch a few winks. This is so not like me, those of you that have spent any time with me. So I finally, sat down and did some work around it. And the channel said, you're not tired, you're depressed. I mean, that really threw me, because I don't get depressed, even when my brother's death last year. I didn't really move into a depression. Well, of course, it was all about not Gabrielle being gone, but about, my best friend not being around and not doing all the things that mean so much to me that we've done, you know, for 28 years now together, the cookies and the wrapping and baking Thanksgiving pies and all that stuff. And I sat down and I went, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not giving up myself because of somebody else. I'm not giving myself for circumstances that are different that I can't change, but I can handle my reaction to that. And I said, I am directing myself right now to be filled with energy and filled with joy during this wonderful time that I love, knowing that my daughter is out there expanding herself and having the time of her life, and that all my friends are surrounding me. And do you know, all my energy came back. I've just been creating like a fool here in this office. So I just invite you to look at that within yourself and see if anything is going on, especially around this time of year, guys. And then I came across this interesting internet article. Neuroscience says doing this one thing makes you just as happy as eating 2,000 chocolate bars. Well, that was enough for me to grab me right there. You know how I love chocolate. It also gives you the same neurological boost as receiving $25,000. Now, this really piqued my interest. because of the work we do, because we're always looking for easy fixes to feel better, to keep the direction of our energy in a positive way. One such study took place in the UK, where researchers and electromagnetic brain scans. Now, remember, the electrical signal of the electromagnetic hole within the hole, that is in number 3 on the first sheet, where researchers used electromagnetic brain scans and heart rate monitors to generate what they called mood-boosting values for different stimuli. In other words, they had the participants do, look at, or listen to different things and measured how happy it made them. One thing trumped everything else. It emerged as giving participants the equivalent level of brain stimulation as up to 2,000 chocolate bars or $25,000. What was this magic stimulus? A smile. Smiling, as it turns out, has truly remarkable effects. The brain's happiness circuitry is activated when you smile, regardless of your current mood. Right? That's why for years now, the channel has been saying to us, you want to shift anything, start laughing. Right? Well, of course, you can't laugh without a smile. It prompts your brain to produce feel-good hormones. Smiling is also a predictor of longevity. I think it's like 6 or 7 years. A 30-year longitudinal study out of UC Berkeley examined the smiles of students in an old yearbook with almost spooky results. The width of student smiles turned out to be accurate predictors of how high their standardized tests of well-being and general happiness would be, how inspiring others would find them, and even how fulfilling their marriages would end up. Those with the biggest smiles came up on top of all the rankings. Finally, research demonstrates that when we smile, we look better to others. We're perceived as more likable and courteous. But we are actually seen as more competent. Now, I want those of you who are out there having job interviews right now, right? Remember this, because a lot of the times we're trained to be very stoic, right? So they found out that there was 1 part of the population that absolutely dominates in the smile game, clocking in at as many as 400 smiles a day. And who is it? The children. And remember in the good book, it says, be as a little child to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So there you go. Everybody, on the count of 3, we're going to smile. 1, 2, 3. Smile big. Smile happy. Give it your all. Woo-hoo! Let's lift it up. Okay. Now, I want to talk about the new core belief that came in during the webinar I did with Gabrielle. I'm not good enough to love myself. Which, interestingly, when I tracked back my depression and my exhaustion, it came back to this belief system, right? So no matter what happens in our life, no matter what transpires, we are claiming right now, I am good enough to love myself. I always choose to love myself. and I smile. And so it is. Okay, our next webinar, December 18th, it's the predictions webinar. And I've got a little bit of information to give you already that we have just crossed the 100th monkey, which means the majority of energy around self-responsibility, especially in the subject of politics right now. So that, for me, is really exciting, because once you pass the majority of energy, all other energy can pick up that truth of whatever it is that the majority is agreeing on. That's a really exciting place to be going into the new year. So it's December 18th, 7 to 9, from politics to personal stuff, we're going to go into predictions. If you've ever been there, you know how powerful and fun this webinar is. And starting December 2nd, I will roll out my Christmas gift to you, half-hour privates for $100. It's a good deal. And boy, if you don't think we can get there in a half an hour, ha! We cover so much area in a half an hour, it's unbelievable. Can I go to the calls? I can. We're going to start with Kirk in Long Island. What's up, handsome?
Wow. Hey, I have had a similar issue with tiredness, and I think you're spot on with it.
There's one more thing they want to give you. Why are you not allowing yourself to be happy about something that's going on, Kirk? And the first thing that came in when I asked that question was, you're afraid if you're happy about it and acknowledge it, it's going to go away. So start talking.
I resonate with what you just said.
Well, it's about your art. So what's going on with your art that you want to celebrate, but you're not actually giving yourself over to the celebration?
There have been a number of sales lately, and things feel like they've stabilized. And a lot of galleries do holiday shows, and they're looking for themed work for that. And some of my business and home responsibilities are taking me away from creating full time.
Not true. Not
okay.
True. You're using that as an excuse. That's true. Kirk, it's time to go all the way. It is time. It's past time, they're saying. Go all the way. Take this joy. You have earned and you deserve boku fabulous, incredible, expanded success right now. So the happier you can be about that and go, hey, I'm going all the way with this. That's what the message is for you today. And if it's his, it's everybody's. You know, my accountant came over and we were talking about taxes and blah, all that annoying stuff. And he said, well, let's see what you've made today or this year. I was blown away by how much I've made because obviously of all the work we're doing. And yet that I could feel it was very small, that little part of Deanna, that little girl, Deanna, going, oh, that's too much. You don't need that much. And I heard it and I went, BS. That's the end of that thought forever. I earn it. I give more. I I am always ready to stand in love and giving for anybody that contacts me. I work very hard as an actress. I deserve it all. And the more I get, the more I share, and the more I help other people. So from now on, little Deanna, we're bringing it on. And we're making as much as we want to make, because we know our energy is in alignment with love and divine love when we do that. So can you claim that, Kirk, because it's really time.
I got a hit in the middle of it while you were talking, a fear of loneliness. That might be tied to something else, but that came up.
Look, if you are in the belief system that people who love you, that you are close friends with, are going to leave you when you're really, really successful, and you're not going to be able to go out and have a drink with them and commiserate how much money you both need, you know, those are all the things you've got to consciously redirect about how you want it to show up, Kirk. You know, the more money I make, the more I inspire all my friends, the more they come along with me, the more we have in common, the more we get to explore expansion together. That's what you want. Okay? I have friends that are multimillionaires. I have friends that are literally living in studio apartments barely to make their rent. What they make doesn't matter to me. Who they are matters to me. And that's what you've got to know, what we've all got to know about ourselves, is who we are is what matters. Right? And we're in charge of that. We're in charge of it all. They're shaking their finger at you, Kirk, and saying, it's time. Okay, buddy? Kirk, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, see, whatever resistance is coming up, bye-bye. It was nice to meet you. I'm not doing it anymore. There's no arguments to come back at what they gave you. All right, buddy? I love you.
Does that have any carryover into congestion?
Well, sure.
Sinus.
Of course. Because you're stopping the flow with fear. And that's going to subconsciously cause you grief. And sinus and chest congestion are usually associated with grief. But it's self-grief. Push through. Go do it.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, we're going to balance all that, guys. Invoking the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth. We're bringing in the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. All right, we're going to Bettina in Washington. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee.
What's up?
How are you? I'm smiling.
I'm fabulous.
Oh, I'm putting it on. I had it on speakerphone. Does this sound better?
Uh-huh, it does. Thank you.
Okay. So I just wanted, again, to thank you for the movie.
Oh.
I love Christmas in Louisiana. I'm watching it, you know, for the second time, and whenever I have a little break, I go and watch it. And
well, guys,
it's nice.
On Lifetime, if you missed
it's
it.
It's on Lifetime, yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a feel-good movie, isn't it?
It is, and I was just going to suggest that you watch that movie, you know, because you've got a daughter in there, too, or a granddaughter, and
yeah.
You should just watch that movie and get into the Christmas spirit. It's making me get into the Christmas spirit so
well.
Oh,
baby, I did that yesterday. I put on Christmas music. I went into my Christmas closet. I've gotten all my gifts wrapped. And,
oh, my gosh, you've got gifts,
well,
too.
Well, because... You know, in my business, you never know when a job's going to come along and you have to go away. So I'm that Girl Scout. I'm prepared. And do you know, I only have 4 people left to do gifts for.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And boy, if you knew how many people, all my business people, all my family, I mean, I've got a lot of people to do Christmas for, and I'm all caught up. So thank you, sweetheart, for watching the movie and supporting it, and I appreciate it.
And also, thanks for what you said at the beginning, because I, too, was exhausted, and now I'm feeling so much better having heard that. I think it did have a lot to do with some kind of depression or something, and I don't have that anymore. I have actually got, and I was avoiding doing things, avoiding doing my work, and I am not like that. I have so much energy all the time, and so that just clicked with me, too, so thanks
for that.
All right,
so what they're telling me is to look at why the holidays can depress us. Huh. Sheets. But give me a song, Bettina.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. Okay. That saved a wretch like me. Okay, so the holidays.
See, I'm going to cry now. Okay.
If you're religious at all, of course, reminds you of Christ's birth and Christ came on earth to save us, and really it ties back in to what I just talked to Kirk about. It is time to celebrate us, guys.
Yes.
It is time to go, we're fabulous, we're amazing, we're wonderful, and the universe is celebrating me.
Absolutely.
And showing on me all the desires of my heart, because I'm letting it. And so it is. All right, guys.
All right. That's what I'll do.
Let's not fight our own rebirth here this Christmas.
Absolutely.
Let's celebrate it and make it a stocking stuffer in our lives that we're in celebration of ourselves. All right, baby. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I love you. Lynn, what the hell do you want?
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God. So, I have been, I'm much better now, but I've been sick since Tuesday. And I mean, when I say sick, I've never been the
okay,
sick.
Okay. I got your answer.
Life.
I've got your
Perfect.
Answer. Okay.
Yay.
Guys, if you are not consciously creating, I am in perfect health every day. This is the season that will test you the most, because don't you know it's flu season? Oh my God, let's all go into fear. Is that monster flu thing gonna find me? We've got to stay really conscious. Coupled with, we know that anytime we go into any kind of depression or reaction that creates depression, it lowers your immune system. So we have to be extremely vigilant all the time, but especially during the holidays. Let's just get up every day and say, today I choose to be happy, I choose to smile, I choose to feel good. That's my right. I deserve it. I'm creating it. I'm commanding it. Okay, now they want to give you something specific, Lynn. Interestingly enough, it doesn't have to do with a man. We're going to this page. Yeah, I'll never be good enough. So, there was something 3 days ago. There was something 3 weeks ago. Are we going to number three? Well, three, the first, don't ask me where we're going with this, guys. The first thing that came in was the Trinity, the number three, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the highest place we're going. So when I say Trinity, or the Trinity, what does it mean to you?
Physical, spiritual, and emotional.
Yeah. Okay. So then we're going five. We're going to number three on sheet one, which is I am, you are, the frequency of the balance of choice and creation. So physical, let's see, what did you say? Physical, mental, spiritual? What did you say?
Oh, yeah, physical, spiritual, and mental, or
yeah,
emotional.
We're going to the spiritual. And you see, when the Trinity is working together and in harmony, you always have perfect health, guys, always. So spiritually is where we're falling out within, well, they're saying our, so it's not just Lynn. So what is it spiritually we have to bring into alignment so that all of us are working together for joy and happiness and acceptance of ourselves is amazing. Sheets. But give me a song, Lynn.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Can you all give up your frickin' stories? We cannot move on while we keep dragging our stories with us, guys. I love what Dana Wilde says. There's nothing wrong with your story except you keep telling it. And if we keep telling our story, we keep creating it over and over and over again, and then we call it karma.
Mm.
So what is the major story you keep telling yourself, Lynn? It's about money. Or money's the key in.
I think that I'll never be the successful, financially independent and wealthy person that by using
yep.
my gifts and talents.
Yep. So we're back to I'll never be good enough, you see?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, let me be really clear. If you have that belief consciously or unconsciously that I'll never be good enough, it will affect every single solitary creation in your life. Money, health, you know, and again, Lynn, you're in grief towards yourself.
Yeah, I think so.
But well, I'm telling you so.
My old self that, like, I'm trying to, like, rebirth myself and I'm grieving
yep.
the old self?
Yep.
Okay.
But you don't have to grieve your old self to be reborn, guys. It's the season to be reborn. All you have to do is say, I am reborn.
Mm.
I am absolutely commanding the experience of loving myself and knowing that I've always been good enough to do everything I want to do and be happy and be healthy while I'm doing it.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Well, you bet. You bet, sweetheart. And this is, we've got a huge, brilliantly powerful show going here, guys. Literally, we are being told, embrace your power, embrace your specialness, embrace that you're the God of you, embrace your creative power. That is the gift you give to yourself this holiday season.
Mm.
So we're claiming it. It's good for us, so we love it. We're invoking the violet flame, the golden light, the symbol and the formula. I am divine love, and we command that this physical experience be delivered to us now. And so it is. Thank you. Wow.
Thank
you, guys. Thank you all for bringing in this unbelievable information. Mika, we're on you. What's up?
Hi, Dee. This is Mieke. Hey. I got some big insights. So I'm dealing here in the outside world with a family situation, and I see that the feminine is completely suppressed. So I was able to go to my own core belief and look what is inside being suppressed. And I got to the core belief that, I don't know the number that's on the sheet, but the mind and the heart are working together, and my divine feminine and masculine are co-creating together. So I
that's
got
right.
like, I'm claiming that.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Your head and your heart have been in conflict with each other.
Right. And that's what's being expressed outside, but it's actually, so I'm allowing my divine feminine self on a human level, but also on a soul level, to bring in again the smiles and the playing and the creativity and all of that. And I'm
yes.
telling myself, I'm good enough to love myself in this way, and I'm allowing myself to happily allow my divine feminine, my creativity, joy, playfulness, intuitive powers to be expressed into the world, and I'm going all the way. That's what I'm claiming.
You're right
but
on,
asking,
Mieke. You're right on.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else? I'm also
well,
curious.
Well, yes.
Because,
you have to
yeah.
do that now with everybody else in your life. So,
what does that mean?
Well, that means when I look at all these people in my family or in the world or in politics that seem to not be doing this,
right.
I look at them and I see them as a part of my world that is in alignment with this. So,
okay.
you know, the challenge here is while we are demanding of ourselves to become more conscious, more loving, more aware, we don't look out and go, see, I don't want to be like them, because they're not. Again,
right.
you know, we've just passed the 100th monkey, guys, and that means that the more you accept your responsibility, the more thousands of other people can start beginning to accept theirs. And they
yep.
want to remind all of you the urgency right now of every day claiming, which you remember is demanding, I live in a country of integrity and honor. Respect for all people, power through divine love, where the law of consciousness through divine love always reigns. That is the country I live in and create right now. Don't look at the crap, because if you look at the crap, you'll bring the 100th monkey onto the other side and go, we're not responsible, we can't do anything. And you know from our work, that is simply not true. It's up to us to create whatever we want, and we must focus only positively and joyfully on what we want to create. That goes with those of you that are dealing with any kind of wellness or what appears to be lack of. What do you want? Are you focused on fixing the disease? And of course, you have to take steps on this plane to address your body physically. But if you address your body physically without doing the energetic work of bringing you back into alignment, then you're going to get mixed results every time. And that goes for money, relationships, every subject you're dealing with. So you're right on, Mieke. Just look out into the world and see everybody else doing that also. Okay?
Wonderful.
Yep. Therein lies the great challenge. You bet, baby. You bet. so important, guys. Remember how I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. That's how we create. Katie in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Uh-huh. What can we do for you?
Okay, so I want to move. And
Katie, I still get a no on that. First of all, okay. Did you direct your day this morning?
Yeah, once you said it, I did.
Yeah, but so that means no.
Okay.
You weren't conscious enough before you got out of bed to say, this is my intention of what I'm creating today. So, guys,
okay. Look,
they keep giving you these simple, simple things to do. If you don't do them, why do you keep asking how to get what you want? You got to be more tough love with yourself, baby cakes, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so now let's find out what's in the way of you. Well, you think you don't have enough money to move. Is that true?
Yeah, but I was thinking it's a fear of being alone.
I get a no on that, but that could dovetail back into not enough money. Because if we don't have enough money and we don't have a support system from somebody else who has the money, then we feel like we're alone, right?
Okay.
So
money
always comes back to self-worth. I am worthy.
Okay.
I'm worthy to make the money. I'm worthy to create a beautiful partner in my life that also is financially well off and responsible. I am ready, willing, and able, all of me, to create this fertile ground where I can move joyfully into the place that will feed my soul. That's what you want to focus on, Katie. Does that feel good to you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that doesn't sound very...
You know what? I guess when I move, I probably will be moving on my own. And I have a fear of living in, like, neighborhoods that I don't know people or, like, that's not where I grew, like, where I'm familiar with. It's like a fear of not knowing or something.
It's a fear that you're not good enough. So why would your neighbors come over to meet you? You know what? Go meet them. If you're in fear of living in a neighborhood where you don't know the people, go introduce yourself. Get to know them. Every time somebody moves into my neighborhood, I take them cookies or flowers, and I introduce myself, and I say, this is Freedom, my dog. If you ever see her out, please call me. This is my number. If you ever need any help with anything, welcome to the neighborhood. But you see, if you feel like you're not good enough, you're probably not going to step out to do that. And so you keep continuing to create the illusion that you're not connected to other people, Katie. Are you with me, baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that.
It's all about you stepping into your self-empowerment and then stepping out into the world with that intact.
Okay.
So the more you can direct yourself to know that you're incredible and special, you love money, money's constantly flowing to you from the universe, you attract all kinds of angels on earth that move forward to help you create your life and lead you and guide you and protect you, right?
Yeah.
Stay and focus on what you want and feel good about it, baby. You can do this, Katie. You're just not doing it. All right?
Okay.
All right, baby. Thank you. You bet. I know we just got to be tough love with ourselves, guys. Tough love to be free. Your choice is always your freedom. All right, Susan? in Niagara Falls. What's up?
Hi. Let me go off the speaker. There we go.
Are you feeling better?
I am. My Good. Ears are still a little stuffed up, but I'm going to karaoke. I'm having fun singing, and I've been painting. I did a little bit more on my painting. I'm working on my pictures for the I've got all these ideas.
The painting that you sent me was really stunningly beautiful.
Well, actually, I've improved it because I'm such a perfectionist. It's so awesome. It's going to be in the museum in Niagara Falls University. I'm finishing up that, and I soon to have my website up with a variety of symbol paintings on it, as well as my personal paintings on it, to show people what I have to offer out there. And
you're talking about our symbol, right?
Yes, your symbol.
Great.
And I've got some awesome ideas for different things. I started painting them already, so when I put my website up, I'm going to have pictures already so that I can just pop them on there as examples of what I can do. And then I'm also going to, put in a...
Okay, by what time is all this going to be completed, Susan?
By the end of the year or
by
sooner.
December 31st. Great.
Or sooner.
Because, this is the most powerful action that you've taken so far.
Yeah, I'd like to get it done sooner than that, but that's my goal.
Yeah, that's fine, they're saying. The point is that you do it joyfully and consistently.
And I'm having so much fun.
Well, I mean, great. And what's your website?
The website is going to be the same. It's going to be a Presence of Life. It'll be the same website.
Presence of Life. L-I-F-E.
Hang on.
Okay.
PresenceLife.com. It's not up yet, so.
Okay. I'll let you know. All right.
What it is, and it's just I'm doing everything. Sometimes I had a couple of days where I got really frustrated. So I'm like, okay, this isn't working out. So let's see what's going on here. And I would stop and say, okay, now I'm going to do something that's fun because what I'm doing here is.
Well, yeah, you
got to
get out of the energy and do something else, and then that opens your energy up, and you come back.
And so I'm doing that.
Yeah, great.
And it's absolutely...
That's another way we direct our energy.
And it was awesome. Last night I went to one of my main places that I go for karaoke and was there, and I helped a gentleman because I'm also a healer, and I helped a man there that was in a great pain and did a lot of energy work with him. And it was beautiful. I mean, it was just awesome.
Yeah, that's why you were there last night, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, because he needed that. I know.
And so did you.
Yes. Energy exchange always goes
Susan,
back to the healer.
They would like you to do that with your ears, whatever you did for him. Do for your ears now. All righty.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Love you.
I love you. And guys, physician, heal thyself. I mean, it's like, it took you 2 days to ask why you were so tired. Hello, I know better. All right, we're going to Bridget in Colorado. Hi, babe, you're on.
Hi, D.
Hi, honey.
I'm calling to say, as appropriate to the holiday, thank you for all that you do, for what you've created, for this community that has helped me so much. Thank you, community. I feel like our stories have been going for so many years that I know people, Katie, whom I've never met, and Kirk, and all those folks. So I really enjoy hearing how people are doing, even in their struggles, and because it always helps me and
yeah, we do have a beautiful, beautiful community, and a community that supports each other and that really understands that it's about them and their acceptance of responsibility. You know, it's interesting when I go out to do programs for other people, even the level of questions that comes in is so different in our community. And I just so appreciate and honor you all for walking the talk and really taking the work out into the world, baby. So thank you.
You're welcome. And personally, I am practicing and doing being more present and open, like putting myself out there, despite where I am, what I think I'm going through, just being vulnerable and doing it. So that's why I called today.
And that's the best advice we can give anybody. Be in your knowing, and then go out and share joy and yourself and your knowingness into the world. Good on you, Bridget. Thank you, baby.
Yep,
you
take
bet.
Care.
Oh, I always do. Mary in South Carolina, you're on.
Hey, baby cakes.
What's going on? Are you under snow?
No, we're not.
No?
We're under sunshine.
Oh, my gosh. I thought these big storms were supposed to hit or something.
Well, they're on the way, but I just created sunshine for today. It's chilly. I mean, I wouldn't go out in shorts. But...
Well, I'm in L.A. and I wouldn't go out in shorts. So there you go.
There you go, baby.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I just have to share something so special with you.
Oh, goody.
My beautiful kitty, Pumpkin, came through a very, very difficult surgery on his mouth and on his teeth. And,
oh, great, honey.
Oh, it was just a miracle. The doctor said she was actually scared when she started because she was just never seen anything like it. And he came through, and he's toothlessly smiling. And I can't tell you how happy I am.
He came through, Mary, and the channel really wants everybody to listen to this. First of all, he came through because he wanted to come through.
Yes, yes.
And you were so in your knowing through your love that it supported him in having the strength to do it.
Oh, yes.
And that's why it is so important for us to stay in our knowing.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
My motto, stay in your knowing.
Because then other energy can be strengthened by that knowing. They can find their own knowing. And that's why it's so imperative right now that we focus and feel into only what we want.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That's a great reminder of exactly what we were talking about at the very beginning of the show with the 100th monkey.
Yes, that was such great. Oh, made my heart sing.
Well,
so
and this is a great example of how you practice it, too. So thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
And give
and
that
smile.
Kitty
You're
cat.
On candid camera.
Yes, we're all smiling. Everybody smile. That the kitty's all little pumpkin is, you know. He may be gumming it right now, but he's smiling. Love you, sweetheart.
I love you to death. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I'm so incredibly thankful for all of you in my life. Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, love.
Hello. My husband had to go to the emergency room this week with a hemorrhage in his left eye. And it was fairly severe, and I was hoping maybe the channel might give me some ideas as to what to do, how to help, anything that would be beneficial.
Well, first of all, I get he's okay. And it's on his left side?
Yes, it is. This is left
okay.
eye.
Okay. Anything you can do to encourage him to really choose to see and accept, that's the important word, accept his intuitive side, accept his creative side. He's kind of a guy's guy, is he?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you see, he's watching you and he's looking at your energy going through these rather miraculous shifts into creative power. And he wants that. And yet it's an oxymoron to the way he's been raised. So he's trying to see it. He's trying to accept it. But his childhood training is in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you can let him know that his feminine side, which I would not use those words with him, but the side of him that is his own creator, that is creative, that when he directs his really masculine power through the guidance of his creative side, he becomes really incredibly powerfully in a masculine way.
Mm.
Now, you know him better than I know him, so you know what words he can hear and what you can, how you can say it in the best way for him. But that's what his body is telling him. And again, we've got this kind of theme going. You go to your heart to find out what you want, and then you use your brain to direct how to creatively create what your heart wants you to do. Do you know what his heart wants to do?
Right now, he is just angry about everything and is lashing out at everyone that's trying to help him. So
well,
I'm not sure.
And you know he's angry at himself.
Yeah.
That's why. And underneath anger is always what?
Sadness.
Fear or grief. Yeah.
Fear or grief.
So he's in a lot of fear. This has plugged him into, oh, my God, what happens as I'm getting older?
Well, he's losing more and more of his body to illness and things like that. So he's basically homebound, bedbound.
Well, I'd be pissed off too. Who wants to live like that? When I say he's ready to go, I get a no. But what all this is representing is he keeps fighting himself instead of accepting the message that his body's trying to give him, which is to live more in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest, most correct, most complete. Yeah. What happened with his dad when he was younger that hurt his heart so much?
His dad never acknowledged that there was any worth in him at all, that he didn't know anything, that he would never
change anything. His body is saying to him, do that for yourself now. You're not acknowledging your own self-worth. You're not creating the love for yourself through your heart. And until you do that, how does he expect his body to heal? His body is literally being a mirror for his lack of self-love.
I can see that, yes.
All right. So you see what this has to do with the entire program, guys, about the 100th monkey and about our health, everything we've been given about our health today. It all comes back to how much do we celebrate ourselves, love ourselves, and acknowledge our greatness. Everything we've talked about today. So read the e-blast tomorrow, everybody, and take it to heart, because it really is, interestingly enough, summing up everything we've talked about on the show so far. So fabulous. Thank you, darling. What a great close to the show. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
And our love is with you and with him. And stand in your knowing that he can do this and is doing this. Okay. All right, guys. Boy, what a show. And it just flew by for me today. Really, really powerful show. Read the e-blast. Sign up for the predictions webinar and look for my Christmas gift to you rolling out December 2nd. All right, let's say it together. Let's say it with meaning. Let's open our hearts, open our chakras, and we claim, I love me. I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.